We'll just pick off with where we left off last night. We began discussing the sugya and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph in Gittin. The Gemara presents a machlokas between Kuna and Rav Chisda about how we analyze a case where a get is found in the hands of a shlish and the hands of a third party. So, with this machlokas between the Baal and the Shalish, where the Baal claims that he had given the get to the third party to simply hold it as a pikadon, whereas the Shalish claims that it was given to him b'toras shlichus so that the Shalish should deliver it to the Baal's wife. So that's machlokas Rav Huna. Rav Chisda, Rav Huna says the Baal is believed, and Rav Chisda says the Shalish is believed. Rav Huna says the Baal is believed to say that he gave it b'toras pikadon because of the svar that if he really wanted to divorce his wife, he would have given the get to her directly. And Rav Chisda counters that the Shalish is believed to say that it was given to him b'taras shlichus because the hahemne, the fact that the husband trusted the Shalish with a get, indicates that the Shalish is a believable guy, and we should therefore believe him in his claim that it was given to him b'taras shlichus. The Tosus there on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph raises the point that the ne'manus of the husband, that believe me, when I say that I gave it to Tars Pikadon, because if I wanted to give it to my wife as a get, I would have given it to her directly, that's for only holds true where the husband and the wife are in the same city, in the same locale. But where the husband's in one place and the wife is far away, where it would be impractical for the husband to give the get to his wife directly, so there that svar doesn't apply, and Evan would agree that the shlish should be naman in this case to say that it was given b'taras shlichus. So based on this day in Tosos, the Mechaber quotes one opinion in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Nun Hey, the long Simen Bashlichos, that in a situation where the husband and the wife reside in one city, it is advisable that a husband should not be allowed to give a get to his wife, Aida Shliach, because if we were to allow the husband to do so, then we may set ourselves up for trouble in a situation in which the husband will subsequently claim, after the get has been given, that it was given to Tars Pikadon and the Shliach was not authorized to deliver the get, and you're going to have problems. So that is the Mechaber's Yesh Omrim, that it's advisable to refrain from being Megarish Ayde Shliach where the Baal and Isha reside in the same city, because Masi Lemefak Mina Chorva will come to a bad situation as a result. But then the Ramah adds, Miu Bisman Shaharsha Biyado Shinasa Shliach Lagarish Ain Chilik Bainim Baal Bir Alo. So the whole concern is only where the only evidence that we have that the Shalish is appointed as a Shaliach is the testimony of the Shalish himself. But if we have documentation, if we have a Harsha, if we have a star that's signed by the Edom, that's authorized by Bezdin, that empowered this Shaliach to deliver the get, so then the husband wouldn't be believed to say that he gave him a Tars Pikadon, because you have the evidence, you have the star, the Harsha, that proves that the Shalish was actually empowered as a Shaliach to deliver the get. So that consideration would not apply. So at face value, if you take a look at, if you just take the Mechaber and the Ramah over here, Bismanenu, where we would never allow for a Shlichus to be exercised without Harsha, it should seem that we never have a concern about having a Shlichus where the husband and wife are in the same city, and we shouldn't think twice about it. However, the Piskei Tshuva does quote Achronim, who are still concerned, because even in a situation in which, as quoting the Gat Pashut that the Piskei Tshuva quotes, even in a situation in which there is a harsha, there is a document that indicates the empowering of the shaliach, of the agent to deliver the get, the husband may still have a taina that would be acceptable. The husband may taina that he only empowered the shaliach with a tanai, and if that tanai wasn't realized, maybe the shlichus would be invalid. So even a harsha wouldn't protect against such a taina that he appointed the shliach only under certain situations, and where those situations aren't in place, then it would revert to a situation of pikadon, and the shliach would not be able to deliver the get.
If they were in a different place, then he couldn't make such a taina.
If they were in a different place, then the husband has no nemanus to say that it was given b'taras pikadon. If they're in the same city, okay. So you have the fallback that he could always claim that it was l'pikadon.
Right.
But where they're in different places, you don't have that fallback, and he would never be believed that it wouldn't get off the ground. So for that reason, so the Piskei Tshuva quotes Achron in both directions. But, he quotes here from the Yeshua with Yaakov that you should be machmir lechachila even where you have a harsha mikuyemes, that you shouldn't be megarish ayde shliach where they're both in the same city unless there is a shas adchak situation. So halach lemaisa, in an ideal world, we would try to avoid having a shlichus where husband and wife are in the same city, but we don't live in an ideal world, and there are many situations in which the only way the guest's going to be delivered, given in a timely fashion, is where it's either shliach, either one of the parties has a very restrictive schedule, or they can't stand seeing each other, and the only way that the husband or the wife would agree to proceed with the get would be if they don't see each other. So in situations like that, so that's the shas adchak that the posten talk about, where the get's not going to be executed any other way, so there, even if it's in the same city, we allow for shlichus. The bottom line, the chashash that the Mechaber speaks of with the modification of the Pesach Shuvah is really a chashash rechok. It's unlikely that you're going to have a situation where the husband is going to have a legitimate claim where there is a mina shliach and you have a harsha that will have a claim that it was given to Pikadon after all that. So it's not really such a legitimate chashash. L'chachil, in an ideal world, we would try to avoid it, but l'maisa, we don't really think twice where there's any consideration that would... If all things are equal, and someone calls up and asks, would you prefer that we do the get all together, that a point of shliach, so then the preference would be that everyone should do it together. But where there's any other consideration, any other reason that this shouldn't be done together because of the scheduling or the concerns or the feelings of any of the parties, so then we will freely allow for a get to be given either shliach, even if the parties are in the same city.
And if it's in another city, like in other words, whatever, I'm a number of miles away, then lechachila will be done.
Lechachila will do either shliach.
How do they define a city?
So that's not so pashut. It could be it's a practical definition as opposed to a halachi definition. I mean, how far is a far enough distance that we wouldn't that the husband wouldn't readily be able to claim that if I wanted to give her the get, I would have given her to directly.
Yichud, they have all the
right. It's not.
What about from a shliach to a shliach? The husband can't be there and the wife can't be there.
Right.
Is that ever done?
What do you mean? Oh, in the shliach lekabbalah. That's what I mentioned yesterday. I think might have been before you got here. That the practice of Ashkenazim, the practice of Ramah, is that we basically never allow for the appointment of a shliach lekabbalah. We never allow the woman to appoint a shliach to accepting on her behalf. Sfardim don't have that chumrah the Ramah based on the Hagos Hasmak, the Gosser Bein Peretz. So Sfardim may do it on occasion, even though there it's also very rare. We almost would never allow for Shlech LeKabbalah, except for under extremely extenuating circumstances where there's absolutely no other way out. But we generally avoid a Shlech LeKabbalah.
Well, we're talking about two cities. I mean, is it just sort of a muscle for two, a significant distance? Because, I mean,
right,
you could have two cities,
saying,
two, you know,
right.
If he's on the border, he's on the border, they're next to each other, and then you could have a...
Right, that's the longest by Yichud.
Is all of New York, like, you know, they have all these questions about exactly about the ear.
Oh, about the ear, yeah.
Motion of Chazanish. But... Again, Tosa's distinction between the same city and not is a practical distinction. It's not a halachic category per se. Tosa presents it as a practical distinction between in what situation does the husband not have a reasonable claim that if I would have wanted to divorce my wife, I would have given it to her directly.
Yeah.
It's not like a formal halachic category.
Yeah.
It's not a din of balabir. Again, halach lemaisa is not. We definitely don't cheshbon. Is it the same city? Is it a different city? If there's a reason to do it, either shliach, do either shliach. You won't think twice about it.
Yeah.
Because everything's shaz atak. Our sofer, Bianca Lichter, is one of the sofer mumcha in America. father, son of a sofer Milchel Gittin, told me that Rav Henkin, Zachar Levrach, used to say that in America everything is a shas atzak when it comes to Gittin. We don't, like in the Seder Aged, the first thing the Seder Aged says, that you shouldn't be Mesader Aged on Friday. Why shouldn't you be Mesader Aged on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantiv? Because people are in a rush, everyone has to go home for Shabbos, you're going to cut corners, you'll make mistakes. Better not to be Mesader Aged on Erev Shabbos. Like, you're not supposed to do a chalitza on Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to have a din Torah on Erev Shabbos. If people are in a rush, you're going to cut corners, it's better not to do it. Rav Henkin said, in America, you don't have to think twice about being Mesader Aged on Erev Shabbos, because who knows what's going to happen by Sunday, because the Baal will run away, the wife will run away. There's no way of knowing what's going to be. In America, everything's a Shabbos talk when it comes to Gittin. In Eretz Yisrael, all the Batei Din Rabbanim are closed in Erev Shabbos. It's not an issue. Uh-huh. In America, we do get them in Erev Shabbos. Here also, I did Shliach. In an ideal world, it maybe should be avoided if they're in the same city, but the mice, we don't really think twice. Okay, so that was the thing on the top of Samach Dalet and Manalet. Let's go back. One point I forgot to talk about yesterday in Samach Gimel and Beis. The Gemara, right before the mission, Samach Gimel and Beis, tells a story. Ahida Hava Karula Nafasa. There was a person who went by the nice Jewish name of Nafasa. Azul Sadi, and Adam came along when he commissioned a get to be written. Kasev Tafasa. And they made a mistake in his name. Instead of writing Nafasa, they wrote Tafasa. It's a mistake. Gets puzzled. Amr Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa Mishmei Derav Asu Edim Shlichusan. The Edim accomplished their Shlichus. You appointed the Edim to sign a get, and they signed a get. I wasn't a good get, but Lamaisa, they signed it, and they terminated their Shlichus, they completed their Shlichus, and they're no longer authorized to sign another get. Maskul Rabba Mika Armiluk Subu Chaspa Vahabulub. Is that true? The Shlichus was to write a Kasher get, it wasn't to write a shard. So the fact that they wrote a shard, the fact that they signed the non-kosher get, doesn't mean that they fulfilled their shlichus. So now we're talking about a different case where they wrote a kosher get and then it got lost. So the Edim did their shlichus. They were appointed to sign a kosher get. They signed a kosher get. Happens to be the kosher get got lost and it wasn't delivered yet. But then you can't have the Edim sign another get without a reauthorization, because they already fulfilled their authorization. They fulfilled their shlichus. And they're no longer empowered to sign another get until they are reauthorized by the husband. So Tosis writes over here, Kosim Venosin Afi. I'm sorry. And then the Gemara concludes, Maskel Rav Nachman Mik Amrilhu Kisvu Van Chubiki Saichu. No, that wasn't the Shlichus. The instructions weren't sign a get and then keep it in your pocket and never deliver it to the wife. The instructions were sign a get, sign a kosher get, and deliver it to the wife. So if they signed the kosher get and the get got lost, they haven't fulfilled their shlichus, and they should still be empowered to sign another kosher get and deliver it to the wife. Rav Nachman says, no, the shluchim are authorized to write as many gittin as necessary until a proper halacha get is written, signed, delivered, executed, completed. Okay, so Tosafot writes over here, Kosim Venosin Afila Meyapamim, that they are authorized to write as many gittin as necessary until a proper kosher get is written, signed, and delivered. Nir Luri, Hecha Delo Nevar Haget, Elishim Mesupakin Bo Imnasa Ketikun Imlav. Let's say we're not talking about a case where the get was lost. The get was written, and the get is in front of us, but there's some suffix as to whether the get was 100% kosher lechachila. De'ein lasos acher, in that situation, you shouldn't write another get, because the get that you have is in all likelihood kosher. It's probably kosher in a Torah. You're mesupik about maybe a din derabanan. But in that situation, you would not be authorized to write another get. Lefikach, because it's arguable that the shluchim have fulfilled their shlichos because they signed a kosher get. Lefikach tov l'lamid esabal shi'itzav elasos kamo shi'irtu. Ashayetsu min hasafik. So therefore, the Tzivi Habal, Tosis recommends, should not be, I am authorizing you to write a single kosher get, because if you authorize the Edom to sign, the Sofer to write, and the Edom to sign a single kosher get, then once a get which arguably is kosher is written, and then there's some suffix about it, they would not be authorized to write another get. Rather, you should authorize the Sofer and the Edom to write and sign as many gittin as necessary until such time as they are fully confident that they have written a get that they are comfortable delivering lemaisa. The Rush just has a slightly clearer formulation of the concern over here in Simin Vav. If you haven't noticed, the Rush switches the 6th and 7th prakim. Tosin makes reference to that some had a different order prakim here. So in the Rush it appears as the 7th parak. So the Rush there writes that the consideration is Miu im lo nevad, if the get wasn't lost, and misupakin im hu kasher im lav mikama chumros shenagul hakmer, and we're just misupik whether the get is kasher lechachila because of certain chumros that we have enacted in the writing of the get. The elahem shoish v'ikr min haTorah, but those chumros are purely the rabbanon; they have no basis in the Torah. So min haTorah, the get is unquestionably kasher. Hare asu edim shlichusan, so arguably the edim have already fulfilled their shlichus, and they would not be authorized to sign another get. Therefore, it's preferable to do Tosis's recommendation to have an authorization that would allow, for the continued writing of as many gittin as necessary until a proper get is written, signed, delivered.
I mean, is this something you practice? I mean, is it a practical issue?
It's a practical issue in terms of what the the language that the husband employs is, and it's also a theoretical issue or a lumdus issue as to what the issue here is, as I'll explain in a second. Because the issue here may be one of Brera. The concept of Brera, whether a halacha recognizes the possibility that if there are multiple paths or multiple options, only one of which is going to end up being correct or viable in the end, can I allow for the chalos of the application of that one track that is going to end up being okay in the end, such that we'll understand retroactively which one is the correct path, but not at the time. Classic example, for let's say the case of Eruv Tumin, where I'm anticipating on Shabbos that there is a Chacham who's going to come to give a drasha. He's either going to give a drasha 2,000 outside of the Tchum Shabbos to the east of the city, or he's going to give a drasha outside of the Tchum Shabbos to the west of the city, but I'm not sure where that's going to be, and I'm not going to know until Shabbos. So I can extend my tchum, I can make an Eiv Tchumen, but I can only make an Eiv Tchumen in one direction. I can make an Eiv Tchumen to the east of the city. That won't help me if the Talmud Chacham ends up coming to the west. And I can make an Eiv Tchumen to the west of the city, but that won't help me if the Talmud Chacham comes to the east. So Brera would allow me to make two Eiv Tchumen. I'll make an Eiv Tchumen to the west and an Eiv Tchumen to the east. And I'll have in mind that wherever the Talmud Chacham ends up appearing, that is the direction in which I want the Eruv Tchumen to be Chal, and it will not be Chal in the other direction. So at the time that I establish the Eruv Tchumen, I have no idea where the Chacham is going to end up, and I have no idea which one is going to end up being the correct Eruv Tchumen that I'm interested in tapping into. So Brera would allow me to make both Eruv Tchumen with the understanding that only one of them is going to be valid in the end, and it'll become apparent at the time which one is going to be valid. So that's the classic situation of Brera. So relevant over here, the application would be, can I say that I'm authorizing the sofer to write a kosher get, and whichever get ends up being ultimately kosher is going to be the one that I authorize him to write. Meaning, I am only authorizing him to write one. It could be he'll write three in the end. It'll turn out in the end that one of them is going to be the most kosher or the kosher get, but at the time that I'm authorizing him, I don't know which one that's going to be. So that would be this concern of Brera. So that's the machlokas Rishonim, whether we say Yesh Brera, Ein Brera, or a third day in Rishonim that we split between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. That's the issue over here. So in Shulchan Aruch, as far as the correct minoy of the sofer and the edim, 1 second. In the beginning of Siman Kuf Kaf Beis, so the Mechaber Pafkins like Tosos that so if the Baal authorized the Sofer and the Edom to write a get and sign a get, and they did so, if an imsa pasul and they found a psul in the get, or if it was lost, so then unquestionably they could write another get because the Sofer and the Edom didn't fulfill their shlichus, they wrote a pasul get. However, if it wasn't lost, but Tosa the situation, they just have a suffix as to whether they've done a proper get l'chachila. So they've already fulfilled their shlichus, the authorization is complete, and if in order for them to write another get, the husband would have to reauthorize them. And the Ramah says, and the Mechaber continues, if the husband is in a rush and he's not going to be sticking around, so therefore if the husband is going to be running out of town and he's not going to be around to reauthorize the writing of a second get if he needs to, so he should give a blanket authorization that the Sofer and the Edim should be able to write and sign as many gittin as necessary, up to 100 gittin, until one of them is unquestionably kosher, according to the opinion of the Masader, of the Rabbi, and everyone else, Belishim Pikbuk. Okay. Now the Ramah says, so that's what you should do if the husband is running out. That's what we call a nechpas lalechas. Nechpas lalechas is you have a situation where the husband, let's say normal seder get from start to finish takes an hour. You have a husband, so the classic nechpas lalechas is that the husband calls up the sofer, he's about to be taken to jail, he has 10 minutes, you don't have time to write a full get, so he'll authorize the sofer to write the get, he'll authorize the agent to sign the get, and then he'll be whisked away before they're actually able to write the get. The modern day application of the nechpas lalechas is a husband who couldn't care less about a get, and he's a busy businessman or lawyer or doctor, and he'll give you 10 minutes of his time and not a minute more. So in a situation like that, where you're not going to be able to go through the normal lengthier procedure for a get, then the husband will authorize a shaliach, he'll appoint a shaliach to deliver the get, he'll appoint the sofer to write the get, he'll appoint the edim to sign the get, and then he'll run away. So the Mechaber says, in that kind of an authorization, you have to be careful to make sure that the husband says that I authorize you to write as many gittin as necessary, up to 100 gittin, until you write a kosher get in the eyes of the rabbi and the sofer and whoever else we care about. But then the Ramah says, that's if the husband's running away and you have no other choice. However, if the husband is in the city, So you shouldn't rely on the blanket authorization. And the Baal should therefore reauthorize the Edom of the Sofer anytime it's necessary to write another get. And that is our practice, that he should reauthorize them. So in the standard Sidere get, by a regular get, we have the standard authorization is this language of, I mean, there are different standards, but the standard one that we use is this language that afila be'a getin, until you write a get, that's kasher b'nei harav.
I mean, that really means an infinite number, does it not?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think we've ever written more than three, maybe four, but right. Basically. I mean, technically speaking, if you wrote 100 and then you needed to write 100 first, you might want to go back to be reauthorized. I don't think it's ever happened. Even though that's the case, that is the standard language, we will still insist that the husband's around, if it's not a case of an echbaz, that if there is a mistake and the sofer has to rewrite the get, or the edim has to re-sign the get, so then the husband will reauthorize the sofer and the edim to write and sign the get.
So that language, you know, there's a language that just in case.
Right, just that's a just in case. So if for whatever reason you weren't able to do it or you forgot to do it, it would still be valid, because bottom line, it could be that Breira would work here. That's what the Bishmul will talk about it here.
With the language, you don't need Breira. The language, you don't need.
If you have the language, right, so that solves the Breira problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the Aruch HaShulchan was against using this language except for in the case of Nechbaz, because he thought, if you use this language, so then you are assuming that you're operating with Breira. If you authorize the sofer to write as many gittin as possible until he writes one kasher get, so it could be there has been more than one kasher get written. If there are two kasher gittin written, so that may rely on Breira in order to determine retroactively which one was the real kasher get.
Right.
So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's consideration, that this language should be avoided, but the minhag of in general, a batei din is to use that language. He'll talk more about Breira and some related issues.